Madam Secretary, recently during an interview on Mexico's Televisa, you said we can't legalize drugs because there's just too much money in it. No. You see, there's so much money in the drug trade because of the black market. And there can be black markets in just about anything. Take pantsuits. If the government made pantsuits illegal, you know what? On second thought, let's choose something people like. Wine. If the government made wine illegal, what would happen to the price of wine? It'd go up, Madam Secretary. Think of it like this. Government officials can shut down winemakers and sellers, but they can't shut down your love of wine, or Crown Royal, or Presidente beer. And since lots of Americans like the sauce as much as you do, new people start making and selling alcohol. But these new people are pretty sketchy. No surprise, because what they're doing is illegal. They dodge cops, get into turf wars, they could end up dead or in prison. So why do they bother, Madam Secretary? It's because they know they can make the big bucks, because they have fewer competitors and lots of customers. That's what happened during a period called Prohibition. There were turf battles over booze, all kinds of violence. And what caused all that bad stuff, Madam Secretary? I'll give you a hint. Alcohol prohibition causes violence, and so does drug prohibition. Notice there are no gangster shootouts over your Chardonnay.
It's happy news!
That's because the government sobered up and ditched alcohol prohibition. Now if they'd only wise up on drugs. Look, you're always on a plane traveling around the world for work, so maybe we can blame your drug legalization slip of the tongue on jet lag. Or too much Crown Royal,